Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We still have so many Ask Dr. Jesse questions to go. I just want to just hit this really, really quickly. I think maybe this is going to be applicable.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID.
Headline from the Washington Post, of all places. Vaccinated people now make up a majority of COVID deaths. About 58% of deaths now are vaccinated people. Now, I was curious about that. I didn't understand it. So I made some calls today. Actually, that's not true. That's a bald-faced lie. I sent texts. I'm not calling anybody. Don't call me. Text me. All right. Anyway, so I sent some texts today to various people asking, can you explain this to me? Can you explain to me why? I understand the vaccine side effects. We've talked about that before, the clotting and the reproductive stuff for women and the strokes and things like that. I understand that. But I don't understand why the majority of COVID deaths would be vaccinated people. Explain it to me. This was the explanation I got. One, we don't know for sure because we haven't run the data yet, but the obvious explanation, or the seemingly obvious explanation, is this. You can over-vaccinate yourself and end up destroying your immune system. If you're still going to the doctor every 6 months and getting something injected into your body, like, I'm just telling you what they told me. I'm not your doctor. I'm not giving you any guidance here. I'm passing along what they told me. There's a chance you're wrecking your immune system. Just maybe something to, I was going to say, ask your doctor about it, but if your doctor is letting you go out there and inject yourself with this every 6 months anyway, go ask someone else's doctor. All right. Go find a new doctor. Ask him about this. Remember, that's the only body you're ever going to have. It's the only one God only gave you one. Just keep that in mind. All right. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Chris, I need you to look up a word. This one says precognitant. Do you know what's that mean, Chris? Oh, yeah, that is me. I'm very pre-target. That's me. I wrote last week telling you about shortages in amoxicillin, a common antibiotic. My patients are now telling me that Tamiflu, an oral antiviral used to treat the flu, is also not available due to a nationwide shortage. Perhaps because this flu season, by the way, he says it's the earliest spike in flu diagnosis he's ever seen, but we've not had shortages before, in my recollection. A patient just now told me she had to go to 5 different stores to get Pedialyte for her 2-year-old. Time to stock up on supplies, I think. Says not to say his name, and I will not for obvious reasons. I didn't say that to scare you, but if you have a list of medications you take regularly, or maybe you are someone who's susceptible to the flu, or maybe you don't have any food, emergency food, or ammunition. Now is the time to buy a little extra of everything. That's all I'm telling you. I didn't say go crazy, did I? It's time to buy a little extra of everything. I hear these stories, not just from medical people, from so many different walks of life. I'm hearing it from truckers. I heard it from a guy who runs a car dealership. I hear all my construction friends are telling me this, that things that have always been available, always, are now difficult or impossible to find. That hasn't hit all of us yet because the grocery store shelves are still full for now. Make sure you're making preparations, all right? Jesse, happily married man of 3 teenage boys. Thanks for your show. Thanks to your show, our family has instituted Medal of Honor Sunday at our house, and my middle son has found the Medal of Honor documentary series online. That's so cool. You talked on Tuesday about going to a VFW. My question is this. If we're not vets, can we still go there? I'd love to take my boys there to meet the vets and hear their stories. Is there another way to learn our correct history while honoring the brave men that helped form this nation? Thanks for your show. One, I believe, I haven't been there in a long time to my last one, but I believe you have to be an official veteran of a foreign war to go to a VFW or be a spouse of one, if memory serves me. You know what, Chris, look up the rules, please, if you don't mind. I don't want to give out bad information. That's one. But setting that aside, If you walk in a VFW with a $20 bill in your hands and you tell some of those salty old dogs in the bar that you'd like to buy them a round of beer and you'd like to talk to them with your sons, they're going to let you sit down and buy them a round of beer. They probably won't even let you buy them a round of beer. A $20 bill goes a long ways virtually everywhere. It definitely goes a long way in the VFW. Speaking of veterans, I think it's important that we take a minute and honor the true heroes of this country. Journalists. I had this headline today from the USA Today. I about laughed so hard I fell out of my chair. Waves of trauma lead to burnout. Here's how journalists can reset. See, this is what's funny. Our society is so twisted upside down now with what we value and what we don't value that the worst, most wretched people in our society, they think they're the best of us. American journalists in general, and this is the vast majority. It's not like a small majority or there's just a few of them. Most American journalists are the most horrible people in the history of the world. And they do so much harm, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. And they do it intentionally. Listen to these people.
You need to see accountability and consequences. So first, a real quick hate crime charge here on top of the homicide charges. I applaud that. That tells me prosecutors and police, they found quickly what they needed. That means they know this was a bias crime. This is likely, and since we've heard reports that the subject isn't cooperating with police, that means they likely found clear and convincing evidence on his devices. If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it and shame it. He's a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from...
These people are the worst people in our society. And the craziest thing is they think they're the best. They really do consider themselves to be veterans, to be firefighters. They're the cops charging into danger. Nobody feels sorry for you, journalists. Do everyone a favor, retire, move to the mountains, and never come out in public again. Speaking of somebody who should never come out in public again, here's Dome.
Well, as the president said, he intends to run. And if he does, I will be running with him. And I have no doubt about the strength of the work that we have done over these past 2 years.
I saw they're already starting to turn on Dome. You know they're turning on Joe. I already told you what was coming. I predicted this a long time ago. It's not an accident they're all of a sudden rolling out the Hunter Biden news on CBS when they've actively censored it for so long. They're getting ready to push Joe out. They need to push Joe out. And I saw an article today from some hack journalist, quote, journalist out there, blasting away at Kamala Harris and telling Dome she should step aside too. The knives have completely come out for these two, and it's going to be great because, listen, the system understands those two have been very, very useful. They've been wonderful for the communist cause over the last 2 years, but they understand they've ceased being useful, and the system is not a loyal master. You are only allowed to be part of the club as long as you're useful. The second you cease being useful, you get shown the door. Your exalted tallness and $70 tequila connoisseur. Help me settle a bet with a friend. I said there is not a state I could move to where I could find a sitting congressman or senator on either side of the aisle that could answer yes to all three of these questions. I support term limits. I support less than 50% of my work. I spend less than 50% of my working days seeking re-election funding for myself or my party. I support single issue legislation. You're wrong. Your friend is right. I hate the GOP, the low-T GOP, more than anybody, as you well know. How often do I sit here? I whip them as much as I whip the communists. I can't stand them so much. Bunch of weenies who won't stand up and fight for us. But there are really, really, really good people there. There are. Chip Roy right here in Texas. Dan Bishop, North Carolina. There are many, many more I could list. There are really good people there. I had Dan Bishop on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show on. It's called I'm Right. It's on the first TV every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern. I had Dan Bishop. He's a sitting congressman on my TV show. You know how I always say break the FBI up into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds? Dan Bishop came on my show, and he said there shouldn't be an FBI in Washington, D.C. It should be scattered out to the states. Dan Bishop basically said what I say, and he's a sitting member of Congress. There are good people there. There are. They're few and far between, but there are good people there. All right, looks like Florida's going to change its law to help Heavy D. We have great news out of Georgia, a bunch more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But first, I need you to go save a baby for me real quick. I need you to go to preborn.com/Jesse and give them $28 because that's going to save a baby's life. And it doesn't feel like you're saving a life, right? You're going online and you just put in your credit card number and you click donate. And I mean, you're happy it's tax deductible. And keep in mind, they are every donation is tax deductible. It's tax deductible, but it doesn't feel like you're doing anything. I think maybe it would be helpful if people could see the moment a woman who was going to get an abortion, if they could see the moment when she sits down and gets her ultrasound. I wish people could see the look on her face when she hears that heartbeat. You'd be proud of your $28. Thank you for what you've already done with Preborn. Ask you to do as much as you can. If you can give them 10 grand, give them 10 grand. If you can give them 10 bucks, give them 10 bucks, but save a baby's life, all right? 28 bucks buys that ultrasound for that young lady. $28. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Or dial #250 and say baby, all right? Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, getting ready to go for Thanksgiving with the fam, with the extended fam. I got about half dozen Thanksgivings I have to go to between the wife and wife's family and her mom's family and her dad's family and everything else. But you know what? More Thanksgiving is always a good thing, is it not? A little more Thanksgiving is good. I'm going to be so fat by the time I get back here. Plus, I haven't been on sweets. I was fasting from sweets for 40 days. No, you can even ask Chris and Michael. We have this place stocked up like a college dorm room. It's oatmeal cream pies and Reese's peanut butter cups and Sour Patch Kids and everything. Nothing for 40 days. So I haven't really touched the stuff. I'm about to eat so much pie and cobbler. I might not even eat a main course. I may just sit down and just be disgustingly fat by the time I get back. I'll be in a sugar-induced coma. What, Chris? See, Chris asked such a stupid question. It's so stupid. He said the best pie or cobbler for Thanksgiving. Why does it have to be Thanksgiving specific? What makes it better on Thanksgiving than it does any other day? My pie doesn't pair with anything except for my mouth and a scoop of vanilla ice cream. That's what my pie pairs with, Chris. And anyway, pie, I love apple pie. I do love apple pie. I do. But I'm a big berry pie guy, like a blackberry pie or a cherry pie is wonderful. Who doesn't love just sinking their face into a good cherry pie? I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah, berry pies, or even better, cobblers. Cobblers are, because then I don't have to sit and pretend like I have to eat this like a normal human being. Just mash all the crap into the plate and let me go to ham. Let me go ham on it. Key lime pie? Oh, Chris, I love key lime pie. I'm a big, like Sour Patch Kids are my favorite candy. I love sour, lemon, lime, that kind of stuff. I love key lime pie. That's one of the great things about living down south. There are so many southern people who make key lime pie just dynamite down here. Gosh, I love it. Here's some good news. Georgia's Supreme Court reinstates a heartbeat abortion ban. It's anything after 6 weeks, no longer allowed in Georgia. And maybe you're one of the people, maybe you're saying it right now on the right, where you say, this is stupid. We have to drop this issue. Single women voted against us because of this issue. This issue loses elections. I don't like this. Let me explain why that's a loser mentality. I'm not even going to come at you from the pro-life standpoint. The communists never, ever, 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 ever consider the popularity of communism. They never have, ever. Lenin had the communists take over the government, and when he found out that like 25% of the Soviet Union, that was the only people that supported communism, he just banned the Congress. He's like, oh, well, okay, well, we were going to let you have a say, but my goodness, I had no idea you were against us. Now you don't have a say. They're the same here in America. The communists understand they're in a game of power, We think we're in a game of popularity because of elections when actually we're in a game of power. It's all about power. Remember the Inflation Reduction Act? Let me ask you a question, an honest question. How many people have you met or talked to that were big fans of the Inflation Reduction Act? Have you talked to one even? In fact, have you even seen one? No, you haven't, because everyone hated it. So why would they do it? I mean, there was a midterm election coming up, and oh my goodness, why would they do it? They don't consider popularity. They understand they're in a culture war, and every time they're able to get big things through, even if the people hate it, in the end, it is a win for them. Do you know one of the reasons we have such a horrible biomedical cartel in this country between the pharmaceutical companies and the government and the corporations? You want to know one of the main reasons for that? Obamacare. You know how they passed Obamacare? The country hated it. The country hated Obamacare. It had no support whatsoever. So they jammed it through. I believe it was on Christmas Eve. I think it was midnight Christmas Eve. They jammed it through anyway and passed a horribly unpopular bill that cost Barack Obama like 40 seats or something absurd like that in the midterms. Just totally took them out of power in the House. Why would they do that? Because they understood a huge cultural win like that, in the end, is a win for them, even if in the short term, it's a loss. When it comes to the issue of pro-life, even if it's an issue you don't care about, even if you're one of these pro-abortion people, you should be out there wanting your red state to pass abortion bans. It accomplishes so much. It advances the culture towards our direction. It also causes people, the leftists, the communist baby murderers, it causes them to leave your state. It's nothing but wins. But we don't do that. We say, well, what about, we will want to be unpopular with single women. Jesse, we can't do this. I don't like these social issues. The social issues are winners because they move the culture in your direction. The social issues are what matters. The social issues are what take you from being, oh, I don't know, the normal country we were like 15 minutes ago, to having pride flags flying at U.S. embassies around the world. The cultural issues are what we should embrace. Now, I want to bring up something I just brought up a little bit earlier once again. PSA for everybody. You already know about Hero Gun. I know you do. The non-lethal gun, you know I adore it. Shoots pepper balls. I have told you before about the Hero Arrow. It's shaped different. It's shaped like a TV remote. It's smaller, more aerodynamic, fits in your back pocket, fits in your purse, glove compartment, fits places easier. It's easier to get that loved one of yours to carry it around. They have been sold out, so I stopped talking about it. They are now back in. They are available, and it is limited because the daggone things apparently sell like hotcakes. It shoots the double barrel gel pepper blast. But if you wanted a Hero Arrow, now is the time. It even has that loud siren on there that might save your life, and it is loud. You have to go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. If you want a Hero Arrow, right now. Do not wait till tomorrow. I actually should have checked right beforehand to make sure they hadn't already sold out. As soon as these things get in stock, everyone piles on and they start buying them because people buy multiples. They buy them for themselves, for their daughters, for their wives, for their mothers, I get it. But now's the time. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now, in case you wondered whether or not Heavy D was running for president, I have a headline for you. Hang on. During that song, and we're on the eve of Thanksgiving. Let's check in and see how it's going.
Stuffing up 69%, rolls up 22%, pumpkin pie up 22%, turkey, which is the biggest item on your Thanksgiving plate, not surprisingly, up 21%, also up $5, fully a third of that increase.
Looks like Thanksgiving may be not quite as plentiful this year. Those numbers, and it is sad what has happened, and it's sad how few people saw this coming back at the beginning of COVID when we began this insane idea that we should purposely shut things down and just print money in the name of a virus. And now here we are. Anyway, Florida GOPers want a law change to let DeSantis stay governor if he runs. Florida Republicans are considering a change to the resign to run law, which would let him keep his current job. I've told you this stuff was coming over and over. Some states, not every state, some states have a resign to run law, which I generally like. I like that you have to resign to run. You can't, you know, be governor or be a senator while running for something else. Then if you lose for something else, then you go back with your fallback plan. I like resign to run, but it was obvious. Always, it was obviously always going to go this way. And for you people who yell at me all the time, he's not going to run. Jesse, I haven't heard he's running. I've been telling you over and over and over again, I have inside information. He's formed a campaign team a long time ago. He's already running ads in Iowa. FED is running for president. He's running in 2024. And if you're a Trump person, Trump's going to have to beat him. And he's going to be hard to deal with. But if you're a FED person, you're going to have to beat Trump. And he's going to be hard to deal with. There ain't going to be no gimmies. Every single new poll up there has these guys neck and neck or Heavy D ahead. They're going to have to go beat themselves up. But do you think they're really considering that law change? And Heavy D didn't orchestrate that law change? Do you think it's not his people behind the scenes working that out? Do you really think he woke up this morning like you and I did and saw the headline and said, whoa, man, they want me to run so bad? And this is another thing I get. And don't ever stop falling for this. I'll get this too from people. I'll get, no, Jesse, he said he wasn't running. No, he said he wasn't running. Listen, every politician who's ever run for something in the history of mankind has said they weren't going to run for that something about 5 minutes before they actually started running for that something. They all do it on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. They all do it every single time. No, I don't have any interest in being president. No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm retired from public life. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing it. I'm happy being a governor. No. I'm happy being a senator, serving the great state of Michigan. No, I'm good to go. Well, actually, so many people have begged me to run for the good of the nation. I've decided that I must run. I'm like Cincinnatus of Rome. I'm just doing this as a good citizen. I didn't want to. I certainly don't want any power or anything like that. That's not why I'm in this. So many people begged me, Jesse, come save us, that I now feel obligated to run. They're all running. And by the way, something else on this. People talk about a lot of the losers who were going to run as well, the people who aren't going to do anything or accomplish anything, and they don't understand why they'd run. I'm talking about people like Mike Pence and Pompeo and Nikki Haley and just the gigantic group of losers. They're all going to run and they're all going to get 2% of the vote. They're just not going to do anything. It's a Heavy D or Donald Trump race. Everyone knows it. So why do they run? Remember, they run because running for president is a good life, one. And two, it only elevates your brand. It only helps you, even if you don't do anything when you run for president. When you run for president, what do you do for a living? You fly around the country first class. You stay in nice hotels. You get FaceTime out there with the crowd. You're on national television during the debates, getting your name, getting your face out there, helping your brand. You're going to write a book 5 minutes afterwards, My Time on the Trail, and it'll hit the New York Times bestseller list because everybody will have known or have seen you again, and you'll be fresh in people's mind. And when you get boat raced by Trump or boat raced by FED, whoever ends up winning that thing, you're not going to retire to, you know, a tiny cabin in the mountains. You will be hired by some gigantic right-wing think tank. Hey, we want you to come in and be our CEO, and we'll pay you $500,000 a year. And you'll say, yes, I will do this. All these things happen by running for president. Running for president is not like running for school board, which I hope you're doing right now, or running for city council or something like that. It's actually not even like running for Congress. I ran for Congress twice, as you know. It's the least sexy thing in the world. Yeah, I got to fly back to D.C. a couple times, and that was kind of cool. You feel like a big shot. You're walking through the Capitol and talking to this senator and this and that, and you're like, wow, I'm really important. But for the most part, you know what running for Congress is? Going to the local 15-person pancake breakfast. That's really what it is. Little small house parties with 10, 15 people, maybe 50 if they get the house packed, having hot dogs, which I like that stuff, but it's not sexy like people think it is. But when you start running for president, You're not going to any 15-person pancake breakfast. You're going to Silicon Valley and sitting down with the billionaire in his Google office and begging for $500,000 to be written to your pack. You're flying, like you're eating steak dinners. All these also-rans are going to run for president because it's a good life to run for president. Pompeo was at least smart enough to attack Randy, communist John Denver Weingarten, and she retaliated.
The word filth. He called what educators do in schools all across America filthy. The people who every single day get up, they never get paid enough for what they do. They have been dealing with all the anxieties and the aftershocks and after effects of COVID for children, including the mental health crises. They've been teaching kids to read for years. But what he's doing is making it hard.
Yeah, we got it. Communist John Denver is upset with Mike Pompeo. At least that was a smart move by Pompeo. But look, these guys are all going to run because it helps them to run. That's why they're going to run. Jesse, you think our generation owes the kids an apology for not pushing back hard enough. I'm a boomer, and all these living on the edge, LSD-dropping freaks were the biggest brown shirts about COVID. It's the generation most responsible for the destruction of the culture. Says I can say his name because he says you can say my name because I don't want to be thought of as one of them. His name is Fred. People harp on boomers all the time. It's the boomer generation, and boomer this and boomer that. And I'm sure some of that's fair. I'm sure some of that's fair. But I don't think my generation did it any better. I'm 41. I clearly didn't fight hard enough to stop this filth from taking over our country. Well, there's plenty of failure to go around, but I look around and I'm horrified. Do you see this thing? I don't know how to say their name. Balenciaga. Apologizes. This is NBC headline. Apologizes for kinky ad featuring children and harness wearing teddy bears. And I'm not going to go into any more details of this, because if you dig in more to this company and the ad and the artists and things like that, the stuff that's coming out now is nothing short of horrific. And it is very, very clear that we have an ever-growing pedophilia problem in the United States of America. But that's what late-stage republics do that lose their way. This is no different. Look, the Roman emperors, you know all the stories. That's what we are. Super, super rich. And then you get decadent, and then you just become filthy and immoral, and you become a society that preys on children. We are a society that preys on children now. And I can't believe how fast it happened. And remember, I've told you already, the term minor attracted person, it's going to be mainstream soon. It will be. You'll see it in Disney movies in a decade. I guarantee you will. This stuff is blech. So look, plenty of blame to go around when it comes to that. We're going to have to be strong enough to fight against it. That's all there is to it. We have to be stronger than we have been. That's for sure. Get your freaking T levels up. Get your T levels up now. Chalk, natural herbal supplements. Again, natural herbal supplements. We have really got to stop putting so many medicines and chemicals in our bodies when we can stop. I understand there are life-saving things we need, but if at all possible, we've got to stop putting this trash in our bodies and go natural. I love Chalk not because it increases your testosterone 20% in 90 days. I love it because it's natural. And I love them because they're anti-communists. And every time I buy myself a new male vitality stack, well, my money's going where my morals are. And they're 35% off this week. Black Friday, baby. 35% off the subscriptions. You have to get a subscription, though, for 35% off. Get them. You can cancel them anytime. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Gets you 35% off, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I've got an animal
inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I had promised you I would give an analysis of your Thanksgiving meal. Many people emailed in. I can't get to all of them, obviously, but before we get to the list Joe Biden put out today that is straight out of Soviet Union. Let's get to some more of these Ask Dr. Jesse emails. Dear secret turkey lover, my Thanksgiving menu. Beef tenderloin. I love beef tenderloin. We got beef tenderloin last Thanksgiving. We didn't do it this year. The costs are just outrageous now. They're outrageous. But if maybe you're in a good place financially and you don't mind spending it, a beef tenderloin that is cooked right is just the best thing in the world. Last Thanksgiving, the wife, I made the beef tenderloin. She made her homemade fettuccine Alfredo because I have this great beef tenderloin recipe, a marinade for the tenderloin. And then the marinade kind of seeped into all the fettuccine that was on there. Oh, man, it was so good. Anyway, beef tenderloin, I support that. Homemade mashed potatoes, those are gross. Stop eating gross potatoes. Just make fries or tater tots. String bean casserole, why do you hate yourself? Birthday cake with buttercream icing. Okay, now I support this. Buttercream icing. I have no idea when we as a society decided that cream cheese icing was in any way equal to buttercream icing. And I'm not judging you for liking cream cheese icing. It's not my thing, but buttercream is so much better. Why do you do that? And then he said, tequila, House of Dragons, but in Spanish. Chris doesn't habla, so he doesn't know what that means, but I do. Anyway, he finishes it off saying, also, there's no way you ever drove a two-door stick shift Honda Accord. I'm 6'4". Drove a two-door automatic Accord and had zero room to move my left leg for a clutch. He's wrong. I did. 1983 Honda Accord hatchback, affectionately known as the Ghetto Bird. Not only did I drive it, I drove it well. No, it was actually, you know what's weird about that car, Chris? It had a ton of room. The seat sat so low and sat back so far, I had plenty of room in the Ghetto Bird. What? Shut up, Chris. I didn't sit in the back seat, idiot. Anyway, did you see Joe Biden? Joe Biden put out, I'm not making this up, Ron Klain, he's Joe Biden's chief of staff. They put out a President Biden's top accomplishments for when chatting with your uncle at Thanksgiving. I'm not going to go through the accomplishments. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. But do these people ever realize how creepy they are? That is straight out of Mao's China. Hey, we've put out a propaganda book. This is what you're allowed to discuss with your friends and family. Hey, we've put out a paper in case any family member expresses any kind of a wrong think, and we want you to know this is what you can tell them. These people, man, ugh. Oh, speaking of creepy, before we get back to the emails, Bo Lai. I know you don't know who that is. But just know he's an important person with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. I want you to listen to some super creepy stuff, man. We have supervillains on Earth right now.
The third way we think CBDC can improve financial inclusion is through what we call...
Just so you know, his accent makes it a little hard to hear. The way we can increase... inclusion, diversity, and inclusion. He's talking about how they can increase diversity and inclusion. I'll start it over again so you can hear.
The third way we think CBDC can improve financial inclusion is through what we call programmability. That is, CBDC can allow government agencies and private sector players to program, to create smart contract, to allow targeted policy functions, for example, welfare payment, for example, consumption coupon, for example, food stamp. By programming CBDC, those money can be precisely targeted for what kind of people can own and what kind of use this money can be utilized, for example, for food. So this potential programmability can help government agencies to precisely target their support to those people who need support. So that way can also improve financial inclusion.
I hope you have chills right now. He's talking about the digital dollar. The digital dollar that they are moving towards quickly, and you should be petrified of it. He's talking about them controlling the digital dollar and who gets to spend it and who doesn't get to spend it and what do you get to spend it on. Don't worry, you deranged white supremacist Nazi right winger. I'm sure they won't mess with your money at all. I'm sure they won't, I don't know, stop you from getting ammo. If you express too much wrongthink, I'm sure they'd never consider stopping you from buying food the way they stopped you from buying ivermectin. These certainly aren't people who are interested in killing you at all. It's getting creepy out there. Look, every day is election day. By where you spend your money. They know where you spend your money matters. Why do you think they're trying to switch to a digital dollar? Because they know where you spend your money. It's some of the most important voting you do. It's more important than actual election day. Where do you have your cell phone right now? Do you have it at Verizon? AT&T? T-Mobile? Where do you think they're going to stand on the digital dollar? Where do you think they're going to stand on your dollar? Switch to Pure Talk, who shares your values. Stop giving money to communist companies. Start giving it to companies who love this country. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. That's on top of all the other savings. We switched from T-Mobile, family of four. My bill got cut in half. I'll save money, and every month now when I pay my cell phone, I don't have to feel filthy. Listen again to these people. Sit back and listen to this. Anyway, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Listen to this guy. Listen to their plans for the digital dollar.
The third way we think CBDC can improve financial inclusion is through what we call programmability. That is, CBDC can allow government agencies and private sector players to program, to create smart contracts, to allow targeted policy functions. For example, welfare payment. For example, consumption coupon. For example, food stamp. By programming CBDC, those money can be precisely targeted for what kind of people can own and what kind of use this money can be utilized. For example, for food. So this potential programmability can help government agencies to precisely target their support to those people who need support. So that way can also improve financial inclusion.
Do you think they think you need support? The government, the IRS, the FBI. Do you think they think you're in need of support? Or do you think they think you're in need of being destroyed? Oh, yeah. All right. We only got 1 hour left, and then it's Thanksgiving time, baby. Let's go have some fun, tear through some emails. No? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.